Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin. We are on Tes Vav Amud Beis by the two dots where it said Kibbul Rabbi Yeshua LaHatshuva Rabbi Akiva Olo. So,
where did you go back? Oh no, I see. Okay.
I didn't go back at all.
Yeah.
So, in the Mishnah, there was a question between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua that if somebody ate one mizbeach, one carbon, but in five different cookings, it was cooked in five different ways, in one period of unawareness, yichayef for each and every one. Okay? Yichayef me'ilah for each and every one. And Rabbi Akiva said, if somebody ate one carbon, five different ways, five different cookings, baked and pot roast and roasted, ichayef each one separately. So for sure, no, it would be the same story, right? And Rabbi Akiva said that if it's a makabalah, I'll accept it. If it's just your own kalvachomer, I don't like it, right? And the Gemara wants to know now. Now the Gemara asks, Tashma. Amrullah Rabbi Akiva. Kibbul Rabbi Yeshua LaHatshuva Rabbi Akiva Olo. Did Rabbi Yeshua accept Rabbi Akiva's Taina or not? The Tashma. Listen very carefully to these cases. The Tanya. Case number one. Achal Heicha Tichos Nosar. If somebody ate five pieces of Nosar, Mizevach Echad, from one carbon, Behelam Echad, in one period of unawareness, B'chamisha Tamchuyin, in five different ways, bring one chatos. Okay?
Which means go five ways.
Means cooked, roasted. Yes, we did. But if you don't know if you ate them, or if you had two pieces, you ate one piece, you only bring one ashram. Okay? You bring one chatos, you bring one ashram. That's the first case. Correct. Two, chamisha tamchuyin, five different pots, five different dishes, b'chamesh halamos, in five periods of unawareness, maybe chatas achas akol achas achas. You bring one chatas for each one, because there's different unawarenesses. V'alo hodesh alehen, and if you didn't know if you did it wrong, maybe asham tali akol achas v'achas. You bring an asham tali for each and every one. Three, mehei zavachim, from five different animals, behelam echad, in one period of unawareness, chayav akol achas v'achas. You chayav for each and every one. Why? Different bodies. Right? Rabbi Yossi Behuda Omer, afilu achal hechatichas mei zavachim behelam echad, even if you eat five pieces from five periods of unawareness, in one period of unawareness, eno evil el chatas achas. You bring one chatas, v'al snekin eno evil el ashram tali echad. And if you're a safek about it, you bring one ashram tali. Kol shadavar, the rule is, kol shechalukin bechatos, if you ever bring more than one chatos, chalukin ba'ashamos, you bring more than one asham. They go hand in hand. Number four, achal hei chatichos, if somebody ate five chatichos, okay, five chatichos, behei tamchuyin, five different ways of cooking, mizevach echad, from one animal, lefnei zrikas damim, before you sprinkle the blood, afilu behelam echad, even if it's one period of unawareness, you chayef each and every one because of me'ila. However, here, v'ilu here, al sveikon, mevi asham taloi, lo katani. But it doesn't say that if you did this by mistake, you bring in asham taloi. So, maniha, who said this? Ilem Rabbi Akiva. If it's Rabbi Akiva, then listen to Nami Seif, al sveikon, mevi asham taloi. Then why didn't the Mishnah end this price end off? And if you did it by mistake, you'd be one Hashem Toli. The time about nine, Rabbi Kivim Achayv al Safik Me'ila Hashem Toli. Elalav Rabbi Yeshua, he. It must be Rabbi Yeshua. It must be. Vikatani, what does it say? Behei Halabos, Mevi Hei Chatos. If you have five periods of unawareness, you bring five Chatoses, right? What do you see from here? Only Halamos break up, not animals. Not different kabanos. Shema mina, kibble mine. He accepted what Rabbi Akiva said, right? You can't learn nosa from me'ila Only Me'ila is Tamchuyin Mechalkin, but no sir, is not. That's what we want to say right now. So the Gemara says, well, 1 second. Ela Adrab, by the way, you know, just give you an example. You're not allowed to eat Eirim and Achai, right? What if somebody eats a Kezayit of Eirim and Achai? A mistake. He's Chayiv a Shogig. He has Chayiv a carbon, right? What if he eats Eirim and Achai, 2 Kezayit of Eirim and Achai, B'Shogig? Forgot it's Osir. You bring how many Chatases? 1. What if it was 2 Kezayit of Eirim and Achai from 2 different animals? That change anything? That's what we're talking about. Now there's a different guf. Isn't that another Avira, another Chatos?
What if it's 2 different Avira?
What? It's one animal. It doesn't matter. But if it's 2 different animals, does that change anything? This is the same question that Rekiv is asking over and over again. Does it change anything?
Right?
We didn't get to Shabbos yet, the hardest one. That's next. It's in one period of unawareness. Right, but is there a kind
of... itself, what? If you ate them in 2 separate...
That's not the issue. The issue is since it's 2 different animals, it's 2 different animals, 2 different goofs, does that change your chatas requirement from 1 to 2?
It must.
Was the machlokas tanoim about that?
You eat a
stew that was made from 2 different animals.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the same period of unawareness. I didn't know. Doesn't change anything. El Adraba, Misefa Diktani. 1 second. The Seifa said over here that, unfortunately, we're right in the middle of a Gemara. It's right smack in the middle. So you have to remember from yesterday what's going on. Tomorrow is even worse, because I don't know where we're stopping today. But it's wherever we stop, it's literally smack in the middle of a sentence. It's like stopping in the middle of a sentence. You know? Anyway, it's like stopping a movie, Lahavdil, in the middle of a scene. Right? You can't do that. You don't know.
Yep, then you don't get up.
Anyway, Ela Adaba, Misefa Diktani. It says, Mehe Zvachim, Afilu Behelem Echad. Afilu Behelem Echad, Chayavach Alachas Vachas. It says in there, one of the cases was, in the Seifa, that if it's Hei Zvachim, in one period of unawareness, he chayav each and every one. So what do you see? Animals do change. Shramin Alokim Lemine. So he didn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. Ela Ma Yisachal Lemar, Tanoihi. It must be a machlokas. Ikka Tana the Kibla, Vika Tana the Lo Kibla. Some say he accepted, some say he didn't accept. Afil Tamber Bekivahi, Haitana Savalo Kavase Bachada, Upolagle Bachada. Or you could say it's one person and he half agrees with Bekiva. Savalo Kavase de Ba'alma, Upolagle Ba'mi'ila. He agrees with him about everywhere else. He agrees with him about every other case, but he argues with him about the case of Me'ila. Hey Chidami, hey Me'ilos, how could you have 5 Me'ilos? Amar Shmuel. How can you have 5 meals? There are 5 different things you can eat. Basar, chelev, yayin, solus is flour, and shemen is oil. You eat each one of those, it's 5 different meals. Only one animal. And it's different items. It's not just more meat and meat and meat. No, it's oil and wine. Like what Mr. Sheffrin said, you ate 5 different limbs. You can even be 1 limb, but it's the shoulder. And Rashi says there are 5 kizesim on the shoulder, so you can eat 5 different kizesim in 1 limb. You've cooked it in 5 different ways. You ate it with 5 different spices or something, and five different cooking methods, and therefore you are chayav 5 different times. I don't know. Okay. For the next Gemara now, you really have to hold cup. This is not easy Gemara. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, I wasn't finished asking questions. Sha'alti is Rabbi Eliezer. I asked Rabbi Eliezer, Ba'osa malachos harbe, b'shabbosos harbe. If someone did a lot of malachos, on a lot of Shabbases, but me'ein malacha achas, but it's all the same malacha. It's a tolda of the same malacha. So what's a tolda? Let's say plowing. So he plowed a planting, and he plowed, and he pruned, and he watered. All these things are the same malacha, really. Malacha plowing. You can do plowing, and it's hard to have a tolda of, let's say, writing. What's a tolda of writing? You wrote, and I'm not sure. So let's leave writing out of it. let's pick a malacha that has toldos. Plowing. You plowed and you pruned and you worked the field, you removed rocks, you busy with it, you watered it. All these things are toldos. So you did that Shabbos parshas Bereishis, you then did Noach, then did Lech Lecha. Right? So, Mahu, what's the story? Right? Mahu, what's the story? Says Rashi, the Rashi right here, the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Toldos harbe, many toldos shall av echad. One av. Bishabasos harbe, on many Shabbases. Osa osa bishabazu, osa bishabazu achwiti. You did it Bereishis, you did it Noach also. Vikulam behelam echad. But you forgot. How could you forget if you had a week in between? We're going to talk about that issue. What do you mean you forgot? How could you forget on Noach if you forgot on Bereishis? Didn't you know there's a week in between? So it's not so simple.
You
know, you forgot that you know Lamos also. What? Okay. Well, Gemara Parich, might come it's really asking two questions. Shabbosos harbe, v'toldos harbe. It's two different questions. Right? Why didn't you say toldos and not avos? Well, toldos all of a sudden out of the blue. So Gemara's going to answer all those questions. Anyway, so his question was, chayev achas al kulon, you chayev once? Is it chayev once? O chayev akol achas v'achas. O you chayev for each and every one. For each and every one what? For each and every Shabbos or for each and every malacha? Not clear. Amalo, chayev akol achas v'achas mikal v'chomer. You chayev for each and every one from a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer? What's the kal v'chomer? Mati's kal v'chomer from yesterday. Uma nida. You have a nida. She ain't bahotzaz harbe. She doesn't have a lot of told us to her. There's one Aveira. Don't sleep with her. Don't be with Anita. That's it. Just one thing. Not 39 things with 1,000 told us. No. Just don't be with her. And v'chatoz harbe. Doesn't have a lot of permutations. Doesn't have a lot of chatases. Nevertheless. Chayev akol achas v'achas. Every time you're with her, you chayev another chatos. Right? So Shabbos. Sheesh bo totzos harbe. Shabbos has a lot of permutations. A lot of things you could do wrong on Shabbos. Harbe misos. Tatzos harbe, misos harbe. Eino din, sheichayev akol achas v'achas. Shouldn't you be chayev each and every one?
Does it have to be the same field?
No. No. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. I forgot it was Shabbos. If I turn on this light, I turn on that light. Doesn't make a difference. Right?
You're doing the same thing, but you're not doing different malachos.
Different malachos, me'in malacha achas. Amarti lo, I told him back, I told back to Rabbi Akiva, I told back to Rabbi Eliezer, no. Imarti benida, sheyesh bo shtei azharos. But anida, there's two isurim. Shehu muzer al anida, v'nida muzer alav. I can't be with her, she can't be with me. So it's different. Tomer b'shabbos, shein ba el azhar achas. There's only one aveira. I can't violate Shabbos. Shabbos can't, there's no such thing Shabbos violating me. But when it comes to me and a woman, I can't be with her, she can't be with me. It's two issues. So why does that matter? It matters. Says Rabbi Akiva, you can't compare Nida to Shabbos. Because Nida, it's a two-way street. Shabbos is a one-way street. Okay? Amar Lisi, he told back to me, what are you talking about? What kind of answer is that? Habal Ketano Yechiach. What if somebody has relation to the Ketano, who he's related to? So it's only one-way street. She's too young. She can't get punished. I wasn't allowed to do that. I'm an adult. So, shein ba elat harachas, v'chayev akol achas v'achas. Somebody does that many, many times, forgets, he thinks it's his wife, it's really not, it's really his niece or something. His sister or something. You chayev each and every one. Right? And she's not chayev at all. It's on one-way street. So Rabbi Akiva, you're wrong. Amalo, amarti lo, said back to Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean? Imarti b'katanos, if you want to talk about katanos, shafal pi she'in v'achshav, yesh b'hen achas man. It's true. Right now she's 11. So right now it's a one-way street. But next year it'll be a two-way street. So it's not always a one-way street. Only sometimes it's a one-way street. Only until she's 12. After that it becomes a two-way street. Shabbos will always be a one-way street. Never is a Shabbos usher on me. No such thing.
But the action will be none. Shabbos will turn into Sunday.
No, but the point is that it's only one Aveira. When someone is with a woman he's not supposed to be with, it's a two-way street. He can't be with her, she can't be with him. That's why there's a different, each time it's a different Aveira. But a Shabbos, it's only a one-way street, it should only be one Aveira. And Rabbi Eliezer says, what about a Katana? It's also only one-way street, only Chayev one time. It's only you against her. No, but she'll grow up tomorrow. So.
It says here it's a katana was needed. It doesn't say it's a relative. It says a katana was needed.
Fine.
I don't want to say the case of the katana. The katana, so she'll be.
So the fact
who cares?
I understand. It's a difficult statement. The fact that she will become a gedola,
right.
That's why, even though she's a katana, it's considered a two-way street, and therefore you will break up every ave with another chatos. But Shabbos, which will never be a two-way street, should not be that way. That's all he's saying. Now, we're not done. Shabbos, she'ein ba'achshav lo achazman, Shabbos will never be different, not now, not ever. It's always going to be only one-way street. Amali, see, Rabbi Elazar told me, what about this? What about Habal Behema Yochiach? What about if someone has relations with a Behema? It's always only going to be a one-way street. There's no Aveira on the Behema. It's only Aveira on you. And it's never going to change. I understand you killed the Behema, but the point is the Behema is not, just like Shabbos is not Usher on you, so do the Behema is not Usher on you.
But that's because you don't want the animal.
That's right.
I know the reason.
The Behema didn't do anything wrong, but yet, the behemoth, there's no age, nothing's going to change with the behemoth. It's never going to change. Amarti Los, I said back to him, Behema ki Shabbos. The behemoth is just like Shabbos. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Wow. The Magamachavas didn't know what that even means. Okay? What? As Rashi said in the last Rashi before the Gemara starts, Plug to Yibba Gemara. The Machlokas, what that line even means. Ikalamanda Amar, Kibel Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer. He was Makabal. He said, you're right. The Vahikamale, the Behema Kishabis, Ma Behema Chayavakalachas Vahakas, Av Shabbos Chayavakalachas Vahakas, the Ani Odea Lahashiv Kulm, he had nothing to answer back. He says, he got me, okay, I concede. Ulamanda Omar, Lo Kiblumine, some say he didn't agree to that. Hachikamar, Af Behema, we boil Lake Shabbos. Same Kasha, I have on Behema, I have on Shabbos. Okay, we'll get to that in the Gemara. Not today, it's tomorrow. Okay? Now, my Kami Boyamine. What exactly did Rabbi Akiva ask? What exactly was he asking? Ishabasos kigufin damien. Was he asking whether Shabbos, each Shabbos is like a different guf? So Bereshit, Noach, and Lech Lecha are different gufs. And just like by different gufs, it was more Averos. Here, same thing. V'ilo bai mine, or not. That's just words, so too many words there. But it means or not. Is each Shabbos a different goof or not? Then Nibaya osim malachas achas, malach achas, b'shabbos atarbe. Why couldn't it be one malacha on many Shabboses? He wrote on Bereshit, and he wrote on Noach, and he wrote on Lech Lecha. And if it's goof in Michlokin, then it's chayef in Bereshit, it's chayef in Noach, it's chayef in Lech Lecha. Why do you have to throw in, it was a lot of malachas? You make it so complicated. And Ella vlade malachos, and you want to know, you had a second question, about the vlad, it was a tolda. E ka avos damien v'ilo b'yamine, is it like an av or not? Is a vlad like an av or not? Ni b'yamine osim malachos harbe me'ein malacha achas. You did a lot of toldos b'shabbos, on one Shabbos. That was your question? Why do you have to make it more Shabboses? Make it on one question. I pruned and I plowed and I watered. I all did that on Shabbos Bereshis. So it's a story. Why do you have to make it more complicated? And Noach and Lech Lecha. Right? So Amar Rava, Rava said, Amri Bei Rav, Tarti Baimine. He's asking two questions. Two different questions. Number one, Shabbosos Kigufin Damien. Are Shabboses like different gufs? V'i lo Baimine, or not? That's one question. And question number two, Vlade Malachos K'malachos Damien Ilo. Are Vlados like Avos, or not? Two separate questions. Right? Okay. Now,
it's easier to understand if you just say, somebody habitually, when he finished his coffee, Shabbos, before he went to shul, he used to throw it out onto the ground, which is watering. He didn't know that that was a malach.
Correct. He did it for 10 years.
He did it for 10 years. Is that one?
Exactly. Or is it 10 years worth of, right? So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, in the Rashi of Tarti, Baimini, he's asking two questions. What did Beleza answer him? What did he answer him? He answered him, Upashe Tarvayu Lechumra. Both of them Lechumra. Shabbos is different gufs. Right? Medikoni chayev akalachas v'achas. He chayev for each and every one. Af agaf dimenida lo matzil lenef shalei elechada da benida lekal tzoldos. They're not told us by Nida. They're not told us by Nida. But Rashi's saying he was machmir on both ends. Every Shabbos is different. Every Shabbos is different guf. And Ev told us like an Av. Just like Yechayev Av, Yechayev told us. Okay? So, now, Vishabasos hechi mi boyele. Now, what exactly was the question? We're not finished with the question. What was the question? Shigaga Shabbos. You forgot it was Shabbos. Vizadon malachos. You know you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos, but you thought it was Sunday. You forgot. And I plowed for 6 hours, and I did 100 malachas, but I forgot it was Shabbos. I know about it. I went to Daf Yomi. I know all about Shabbos, but I forgot it was Shabbos. So it's one mistake. So pshita lay the yamim shebein tayim haviyadiyah l'chalik. So the days of the week in between certainly was an awareness for you that certainly was a wake-up call. Oh, wait a minute. Today's Monday? I had my whole calendar wrong. That has to happen during the week. That can't not happen. Nobody thinks Shabbos lasts for 7 days. Nobody thinks that. So if you thought, if you got it with Shabbos, at some point during the week, you're going to remind yourself, oh, that was Shabbos here. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I spent 6 hours plowing my field. I thought it was Sunday. You came to shul, the davening, regular davening. What's going on here? Everyone's crazy? No, the answer is you made a mistake. That has to happen. Right? It has to happen. On one time during the week, you remember, if you didn't know the halacha, that you're not allowed to water land, you're not allowed to water the grass, that could happen for 10 years. But it can't happen that I forgot it was Shabbos for 10 years.
Didn't we have a case a day or two ago where in between each time you remembered and then you forgot?
That could happen. You remember during the week,
right,
and then you forgot again on Shabbos. The next Shabbos you forgot again. Noach, he also made a mistake with the calendar and you thought it was Sunday. You thought it was Sunday. That could happen. But during the week you have to remember. It has to be that way.
Unless you're like lost on...
Okay, we're not talking about that. Right? Yeah. So, one second. Yeah, so Rashi says, L'Rabbi Akiva chayav akalachas vachas, d'lo amrinan chadash gaga. It can't be one mistake. It can't be one mistake if you knew it was, you knew about the malachas, but you forgot it was Shabbos. That can't be one mistake. Because next week, during the week, yeah, you have to realize it wasn't Shabbos anymore. That can't be, that's all you're trying to say. There can't be one mistake. It could be you forgot again, that could be, that's the second mistake. V'zadon Shabbos, v'shigigas malachos, hu d'boimine. It has to be the other way. I knew it's Shabbos. I didn't know you know how to water land on grass on Shabbos. I never learned that. I did that for 10 years. I didn't know that. That I didn't know. Of course I know it's Shabbos. But I didn't know that. E goof and damien olo. Is every Shabbos considered another goof or not? So his case: you finish your coffee every week, you spill it outside, you water the grass. I didn't know that was usher. I didn't even do that. It's a pure show gig. I kept Shabbos. I daf with kavana. I make kiddush, havdalah. Everything I do, I didn't know that. I did that for 3 weeks in a row. How many mistakes is that? One mistake or three mistakes? Well, if it's Shabbos goof and b'chlokin, it's three. If not, it's one. So what's the story? O Dilma or Zadon Shabbos. I know it's Shabbos. V'shigigas malachos, and I forgot. I didn't know you're not allowed to water grass. Pshitalon, dikiguf in damyan. That's for sure. There's no shaila. It's different gufs because it happened different Shabboses. V'shigigas Shabbos. I forgot it's Shabbos. V'zadon malachos. And I knew you're not allowed to water grass, but I thought it was Sunday. That who the boy mine? Diyamim shebein tayim ihavi yadiyah l'chalek olo. Do the days in between really resurrect your memory or not? Hard to argue that it doesn't, because there are 6 days. You realize, oh my goodness, how do you say not like that? And the guy's on a desert island, maybe. The guy's amnesia. I don't know.
There's
how
no
do you
calendar? You thought Tuesday was Shabbos. You kept Tuesday.
Uh-huh. So you did that for 6 weeks in a row?
Yeah, I thought my calendar was off. Oh, I was in Hawaii. Yeah, I was keeping the wrong calendar because of the timeline. I was keeping Sundays instead of Shabbos.
Right. Okay. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's the Shiloh. Now, there's a three-way machlokas now how to answer this question. What the Mishnah is even talking about. Okay? Rava or Rava, they keep changing the name. Abaya. And then Rav Chista. Abaya, we're not really going to discuss. Really, Rava or Rabba is Amar Rabba. And then the third one's going to be Rav Chista. So Amar Rabbah. No, we didn't answer that question yet. The answer was because he wanted to know the halacha. That's the answer. He wanted to know. That question is, are avos, are told us like avos or not? So Amar Rabbah. Rabbah says, Mistabra, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Shigigah Shabbos, Vizadon Molachos, Pshitale. If you forgot it was Shabbos, but during the week you remembered, but you forgot it was Shabbos, but you knew you're not allowed to water grass, but you forgot it was Shabbos. So Pshitale, the Yamim Bein Tayim, having a deal lechalik. It makes a lot of sense to say that even if his calendar was wrong, and two that he thought was Shabbos, some point during the week, someone's going to tell you, by the way, what are you doing? It's not Shabbos today, it's Tuesday. Said, really? That's probably going to happen during the week. That makes a lot of sense. Right? So what was his Shaila? Rabbi Akiva Shaila was, V'zodon Shabbos, I know about Shabbos. V'shigas Malachos, I didn't know you're not going to water grass. I didn't know that. Who deboy mine? So kigufin damin alo. I did that for 3 weeks in a row. So is that three mistakes or is it one mistake? I know it's Shabbos. I kept the right day. It's hard to argue the other way. I didn't even know it was Shabbos 3 weeks in a row, and I'm only chayav once. Hard to argue that because during the week, someone should tell you. During the week, you should realize, right? Why aren't you going to work today? Oh, because it's Shabbos. Today's Shabbos? What are you talking about? It's Tuesday. Get off, get out of bed and get to work, right? So it's probably going to happen one day during the week. Hard to argue that. The other way is very easy to argue. I didn't know you're not allowed to water grass. I did it 4 or 5 weeks in a row. Now, is it goofin mukhlakin? So it's five mistakes? Or is it one mistake? I didn't know you know how to do that. That was Rabbi Akiva's question. Right? Upashit lay, and Rabbi Eliezer answered him. He answered him, Dizadon Shabbos, Vishigas Malachas, Kigufin Damin. It's like separate bodies. And therefore you chayef five times. But it's the same mistake. Yeah, but each Shabbos is a different body. Just like I ate Menachai from that animal, and from that animal, I slept with that Nida. It's all the same Avera, but different bodies. V'lo kibbel mine. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, you're wrong. I don't agree with you. Right? Upashit le, and he also answered him, divlade malachos kimalachos damyan, that vlade malachos are like malachos, v'lo kibbel mine. And he again didn't agree with that. He again rejected it, said, no, yeah, I don't agree with that either. That's how you read the Mishnah now. According to Rava, that's how you read the Mishnah. Amar Rava, how do I know that? How do I know I'm right? Ditnan. There's a famous Mishnah in Shabbos that says the following. Klal gadol amru b'Shabbos. There's a big rule about Shabbos. Number one. Kol ha-shochech ikar Shabbos. A guy who lives in Kansas, never heard of Shabbos, has no idea what it is, a Jewish guy, grows up completely not religious. One day he wakes up, he goes on birthright, and he changes his whole life around, and he becomes religious. And what happens? Osim malachas harbi Shabbos harbi. He was doing a lot of things wrong on a lot of Shabbos for years and years and years. He never knew. Eino chayiv ela achas. He brings one chatas, as Rashi says, because it was one mistake. One mistake. One chatas. Hayodeya ikar Shabbos. Somebody knows about Shabbos. V'osa malachas harbe b'Shabbos harbe. He knows about Shabbos. But he doesn't know anything about any of the malachas. So what does he know about Shabbos? So Rashi said he knows about Tchum. Right? He knows about Tchum. That he knows. Right? We didn't say he knows about Kiddush, because without restriction, it's not a Shabbos. Right? So he knows about Tchum. That he knows. And 39 malachas, no zero. And it goes on for years like this. So chayiv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. He's chayiv for each and every Shabbos, because he knows about Shabbos. So every Shabbos is one mistake, which is, he doesn't know anything else. Only one mistake. No dispute about that. Number three. Hayodeya shehu Shabbos. He knows it's Shabbos. V'asa malachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe. He knows about Shabbos, but he never knew you're not allowed to water grass. And that went on for years and years. And then he went to a shir, and he looked, oh, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Oh my goodness, I've been doing that for years. So, chayiv al kol av malacha u'malacha. You chayiv for each av malacha you did. Because you knew about Shabbos, and you knew about 38, but you didn't know about the 39th. So every time you did that, you have to bring a chatas. You have to go back to your memory and write down. Okay, I did this on preparations. I did it two times. And noach and lechacha. That's what you have to do. You hold back. You hold it.
So the quote is okay. So if a guy became from at 40.
Yeah.
He's one.
One. There's one mistake. He didn't know anything. He didn't know anything about Shabbos. He didn't know anything. He lived in Kansas somewhere. He didn't know anything about Shabbos. That's one mistake. Look at the second line in Rashi. The top line in Rashi. The savor lo nichta v'Shabbos b'Torah. He thought there's no such thing as Shabbos in the Torah. Dahainu, helam zev zev biyado. It's a mistake on all angles. Shigas Shabbos v'shigas melachos, chatas achas al kulon. The chadash gagi. It's one mistake. What's the mistake? He never went to yeshiva. It's one mistake. He didn't know the Shabbos is in the Torah. It's only one mistake. Okay? What about the third case? The third case is the most normal case where he knew about Shabbos. One malachi he never knew about. He never learned it. He didn't learn that one. So, and he did it many times. So what did we say? Chayav akol av malacha u'malacha. V'ilu, chayav akol av malacha shall call Shabbos v'Shabbos lo katani. It didn't say that. Right? It didn't say akol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Right? What do you see from here? That Shabboses are not gufim nuchlakin. We don't divide the Shabbos into bereshis noach lechacha. We only divide the malachas. So says Rava, Rabbi Akiva rejected Rabbi Eliezer's distinction that we divide up by Shabboses. We don't do that. The Mishnah in our Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos, where Shabbos things belong, didn't say that. It didn't say you divide up Shabbos bereshis is one issue, lechacha is another issue. No, it didn't say that. All we said was, each malacha. Rabbi Eliezer wants to come along today with a fancy thing. No, Shabbos is like Nida. Just like Nida's different bodies, Shabbos different bodies. It's not what the Mishnah says in Avos. It's not what the Mishnah says in Shabbos. Now, Mani Ha.
Same outcome. What's the difference?
What?
What's the difference if it's Mechlachim and not Gufana? The same, if you did 25 malachas, you'd bring 25 Chadu.
You might bring a 26th for Shabbos. Because Shabbos is voracious. It's a mistake. And Noach is another mistake. That could be.
The guy knows that about Chum, right?
So yeah.
He knows that Shabbos exists.
Right.
He knows that an Aveira, he waters every Shabbos. So he's Chayav al Kol Shabbos.
No, he's Chayav al Kol Shabbos for Shabbos.
Shabbos for Shabbos, right.
Right.
So if a guy became...
But that's because the mistake was about Shabbos.
Right. So if a guy is living in Kansas and he's not religious, but he knows about Chum.
Right.
Okay? And now at 40 he becomes from.
Right.
He's having 400 Kabbalists.
Correct. Correct. That's right. Correct. It's expensive. Talk about buying an Esrog, huh? So, Mani Ha, who said this? Elema Rabbi Eliezer. If it's Rabbi Eliezer, aim a seifa. 1 minute. Then we continue in this. We continue, right? The Mishnah said more. It said, Ha'osa malachos harbe. If someone did a lot of malachos, me'ein malacha achas, within many malachos, ein a chayev el achas. Only chayev once. He plowed, and he planted, and he watered, only chayev once. That's what it says in Shabbos. He just said, today on Amar Aleph, he chayev each and every malacha. Each and every told is a separate thing. The Ir Rabbi Eliezer, chayev akol vlad malachas kumalachas. He said, no, every vlad's like an av.
What does it mean by ein malacha?
That means it's the same, it's one av with many different toldos. Like plowing, and watering, and clearing off the land, and pruning. It's all the same thing.
So he was talking
he's over many, many, many things. In Shabbos it says, you only chayav once for that. Today he said, you chayav everything, everyone for that. So he can't be the author of that Mishnah. Rather, Ela Pshita Rabbi Akiva. It must be Rabbi Akiva. Shema Mina, what do you see? Shigigah Shabbos v'zadah malachos. Shigigah Shabbos. You forgot it Shabbos. You know about the malachos. But you forgot it was Shabbos. Pshita Lei, the Yamim Shabbatai Havadiyah L'chalik. Even the weekdays, knock back into your head, hey, oh my God, I made a mistake about that Shabbos. V'zadon Shabbos, v'shigas malachos, but you knew it was Shabbos, and you forgot about the malachos, who the boy gufin damyin? That was the shayla, our gufin damyin. Upshit lay, diki gufin damyin. Upashit lay, the gufin damyin. And he answered him, yes. Rabbi Eliezer answered him, gufin ar damyin. Vlad de malachos ke malachos damyin, and vlad de malachos are like malachos, and vitarvayu, and on both of them, lo kibbalene. Rabbi Akiva said, I don't agree with you. Got it?
Rabbi Akiva what?
Rabbi Akiva said, I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you, gufer mechlokin. A guy doesn't know about writing, he writes on bereshis noach lechacha. He's chayv 3 times? Why? I don't agree with that. The Mishnah Shabbos didn't say that. That's the first explanation. Amalei Abaya, comes along Abaya, La'olam e'malach, really I could tell you, Zodon Shabbos, if somebody forgot about Shabbos, v'shigas malachos, I'm sorry, he knows it Shabbos, the opposite, he knows it Shabbos, he forgot the malachos. Pshit delele re'akiva, de Shabbosos, lav, kigufin damyim. Re'akiva would agree that it's, that Shabbos is not gufin damyim, right? And therefore you only chayev one chatos. V'shigah got Shabbos, but you forgot it was Shabbos. V'zod ha-malachos, but you knew it was the malachos. Hu debay minei, that was his shayla. So it's a difficult shayla to say that. Why? D'yom shem ben tayim, mi avadi l'chalek olo. Do the days in between reawaken you? It's hard to argue they don't. Hard to argue they don't. How can the days in the week not reawaken you that you made a mistake? That's one unawareness. Hu pashat lei, d'yom shem ben tayim l'chalek v'kibol minei. And he answered him, of course the days of the week reawaken you. Of course. And of course Rabbi Akiva agreed to that. Of course he accepted that. Then, upashit lei, then he answered him, vlade malachos ki malachos damyan, that vlade malachos are like malachos, v'lo kibol minei. And he didn't agree to that. Rabbi Akiva didn't agree to that. Okay? That's a bias answer. We're not even going to be busy with a bias. Third answer. Rav Chista Amar. Rav Chista has a third way to explain the question of Rabbi Akiva. Right? Zadon Shabbos. You know it's Shabbos. V'shigas malachos. But you forgot it's malachos. You forgot. You don't turn the light on Shabbos. Afilo Rabbi Akiva is truly a guf and damian. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree that every Shabbos is a separate guf. And if I watered on Bereshit and I watered on Noach, it's two mistakes. That's the opposite of what Rabbi said. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree that it's two mistakes. Right? Right? V'chiboy minei, and what was his question? I'm sorry. Right. V'chiboy minei, and when Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer a question, he was asking the following question. Shigigah Shabbos. I forgot it was Shabbos. V'zodon malachos. But I know about all the malachos, but I thought today was Tuesday. Right? Hu diboy minei, the yamim bein tayim, the days in between, ihavi yadil l'chalek, do they reawaken you or not? So on Wednesday, when you are on, let's say you thought Shabbos was Friday. So on Shabbos, you guys are getting pretty tired, you're going to work. Where says, where are you going? So what do you mean, I'm going to work. So what do you mean, Shabbos today? Shabbos today? Right? That's what happened. Upashit lei, shiyamim bein tayid, havi yadil l'chalek. And it was clear that that's crazy to say that all the days in between don't jog your memory, right? So therefore, it's considered two separate bodies. Shot Bereshit, he made a mistake what day of the week it was. Noach, he did it again. Lech Lech, he did it again. That's three different mistakes. Because during the week, you had to have known. You had to have known. That was Rabbi Akiva's question. It's a very weak question. Well, do days of the week make it like it's two separate averus? The answer is, of course it does. Because how could you not know in between? And for Kibbul Minei. And he answered, he agreed with that answer. He was makabel that answer. Then upashit lei, then he asked him a second question. Vlade malachos kemalachos damyan? Are the vlade malachos like malachos? And he answered him yes. Velo kibol minei. And he told him, I don't agree with that. Okay? Why don't I agree with that? Because the Mishnah Shabbos didn't agree with that either. Right? The Mishnah Shabbos said if you do a lot of malachos, be'ein malach achas, you only chayav once. And Rabbi Eliezer said you chayav twice. I don't agree with you. Got it? Three different ways of explaining his question. Amar of Chista, Mena Aminala, how do I know I'm right? Right? That what? That Rabbi Akiva agreed that Shabbos are broken down by different gufs. But you have to, if you have a idea in between, so obviously not. But Shabbos are generally a separate guf. How do I know that? So, Ditanya, listen to this. Hakosev, we're going to just stop like right in the middle. Hakosev shtei osios. Listen to this case. Somebody writes two letters. Behelam echad. In one period of unawareness, chayev yichayev. The minimum share of writing is two letters. So I wrote a letter at 9:01 in the morning, and then another letter at 9:02. And then someone asked, well, shul started, what are you doing home? I'm just finishing up writing the second letter. Right? So one period of unawareness. Bebeis helamos, what if it was in two periods of unawareness? I wrote one letter, and then someone says to you, what are you doing at Shabbos? Oh, I totally forgot. Then you go home, you go to take a nap, you wake up, you forgot again, you write another letter. Two periods of unawareness. Right? We're going to go, Mechayev, and we're going to say, Chayev. Chacham and Potron, Chacham say, Yipater. Modu Rabbi Gamliel would agree Shem kasav os achas b'shabes zu v'os achas b'shabes acheres pater. You're one letter on Bereshit and one letter on Noach. Even Rabbi Gamliel would agree you pater. Right? V'tanya acheres. There's another brisa that says hakosif shtei osios b'shtei shabbosos. If somebody writes two letters on two Shabbases, echad b'shabes zu v'echad b'shabes zu, once on Bereshit and once on Noach, Rabbi Gamliel mechayev v'chacham potrin. Rabbi Gamliel says chayev v'chacham say pater. Rabbi Gamliel contradicts himself. These two brises contradict of Rabbi Gamliel. If you write a letter in Bereshit and a letter in Noach, you chayev according to Rabbi Gamliel or not? What? It's a bachlokas. It's a stira. Once he said yes. The first one he said yes. The first one he said no. The second one he said yes. Right? Kasal kadaitach. So the answer is, the Rabbi Gamliel could be Akiva sphirale. Rabbi Gamliel holds a Kabi Akiva. Now, Bishloma, Lididi, says Rav Chista, I make perfect sense. Why? Damina, Zodon Shabbos, Vishigas Malachos. I said that Rabbi Akiva holds Zodon Shabbos, you know about Shabbos, Vishigas Malachos, but you forgot about the Malachos. Afila Rabbi Akiva Omar, the Shabbosos, Kigufin, Damyan. That every Shabbos is a separate body. So Haditanya Potter, when Rabbi Gamliel said, if you write a letter on Bereshit, a letter on Noach, you Potter, one of you Potter, Bizodon Shabbos, you knew about Shabbos, for Shigas Malachos. It's Shigas Malachos. And you know what? The goofs break it up, because every Shabbos is a separate goof. So on Bereshit, you only did half a Malacha, and on Noach, you did another half Malacha, and never the twain shall meet. So you Potter. And Vishigas Malachos, now, the other case, Bizodon Shabbos, Vishigas Malachos, I'm sorry, I said that already. One more line. Vahad Tan Yechayiv, and then when we said Yechayiv, he said Yechayiv, you write a letter on Bereshit, a letter on Noach, or Gamliel said Yechayiv, why Yechayiv? You know why Yechayiv? Shigas Shabbos, because you forgot it was Shabbos, Vizodon Malachos. And you knew about the Malachos. Dikasavar, ein yediyah lechatzi shir. The fact that it's a chatzi shir doesn't consider, it's not considered an interruption in your knowledge. Therefore, we will span one Shabbos to the next, and therefore Yechayev. And therefore Yechayev. That makes perfect sense to me, says Rabbi Chista, if you hold, Rabbi Kiva holds like this. El Larava, or Larabba, the Amar who said, Svir Leli Rabbi Akiva, the Shabbos was kuguf echarheim, that all Shabboses are one guf, why would Rabbi Gamliel say a putter? All Shabboses are one guf. It should be chayiv. I did it Bereshit, I'll resume in Noach. It should be chayiv. If all Shabboses are one guf, it's like one long lifetime of Shabbos, right? Bishlom hodetani chayiv. I understand why you chayiv. That makes perfect sense why you chayiv. Because all the Shabboses are one continuous thing. Mishkachas lo, bein b'shodon Shabbos, v'shigas malachos, tib Shabbos is kukukha efarein, bein b'shigas Shabbos. Yeah, you know, we'll...
When you say all Shabbos is one goof, is that the same thing for Chatzis Shir and one... And
that's what he seems to be saying.
Because in the original cases we were discussing...
When?
We were talking about doing one thing on one Shabbos, and then doing one thing the next Shabbos...
That was not Rav Chista. I hold a different thing. So according to me, then that makes perfect sense why one bride said he's chayav, one bride said he's potter. Depends what the mistake was. But if you hold like Rava or Rabba, it doesn't make a difference. Why would we ever say a putter? It's only one goof. Every Shabbos is one goof. So I did it this Shabbos. I'll resume next week. It's all one goof. So obviously I'm right. So we're a little snack in the middle. And we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow on Shabbos. Everyone have a good day and everyone have a good Shabbos.